So she was a midwife then?
No, she wasn't a midwife, but she stayed with the woman after the child was born.
Okay. It's really interesting. I guess there's not too many doctors around here that this
took. At that time, we had two or three good doctors. They'd out there in the country. Couldn't get one, you'd get the other. But you see, doctors quit that now. Doctors all done moved out of town.
Oh.
And these doctors back here in part of the country now. But we just can't get them. Got to go to the hospital. And Monday night, it was lightning, thunder, raining. And I had to take my old lady to the hospital. I'm from here now, and the Lord must have always trying to get it out from here. Get it out.
I bet that was kind of hard.
Yeah, it sure
was. Really did rain this last week.
Oh, it's been raining every day down here this week. Started last Friday. Yesterday, a week ago, it comes to rain. It rained every day up to now.
Well,
and I'm looking for it to go back to rain again this evening. What the world man say it's going to rain this evening.
You may not be able to get back, will
you? That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know, Tuesday is what they call Dog Day. That's the 28th day of July. And if it rained on the shoes, I don't hope we got it.
That would be kind of bad.
And you ever watched all the roads away around here, the dirt roads, and they trying to build us a road. Look back to me, it rains so much you can't get to make it. We can't get out from here hard without you walk.
Yeah, I noticed that they're paving the road. They're putting cement roads in. That ought to make it easier, wouldn't
it? Oh, yes. That's what they aim to do for sure, though, and get it built. No, if they don't make it easy, I don't know how people are going to get in out there. Miss Mayor, he had to put a tough time getting in here, didn't she? I had the man doing this road. I had to leave that old bulldozer tractor up there. I told him to leave his head in front of my house. And the people come in here and get stuff. And then I take that damn thing and pull them out. He said, I sure leave it there for you. And we parked it there in front of the house.
I think your house is the only one that we can get into up there on that road. Okay, I want to go on a little bit more about your wife. And I know she's in the hospital, but perhaps you can answer some questions about her. Did she have any schooling? Did your wife have any schooling?
Yeah, she got a good one.
Oh, how much schooling did she have?
I don't know. She had a plenty of good schooling. She did.
Was she able to go all day to school, or did she?
Yeah, she was at school all the time until she married. She went to school when she married.
She was.
She went to high school in Newnan.
She went to high school in Newnan.
Mm-hmm.
Did she, when she was in the grade school or elementary school, did she go a whole day, or rather a whole week, or did she have to work like you did?
No, she had to wait. She just stayed in school.
She stayed in school.
Yeah.
So did she finish her schooling at 18 too?
Yes,
then?
She finished her school.
Okay. Was your wife then born in Newnan?
No, she was born right there at hand. That's it, Cold Road up there. She was born, really born, really right there. Then she was born and married.
Do you know anything about her parents or grandparents?
Yes, ma'am.
Were they from here?
They were an old man. I think he was born and raised out kind of Texas. And I think I think they sold him, and he come and they brought him back here. An old man named Clyde up here, that would tell him. And him then he married a deep down woman, raised Harmon Moan. Brooks' mom. Well, he raised an Arthur Allen wife up here. And he had several boys. And they all stole off. I don't know what kind of them. And there's a bunch of them boys who live in their grandchildren.